Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Black Label presents Heavy Montreal, July 28th and 29th, outdoors at Parc Jean Drapeau, featuring Avenged Sevenfold, Rob Zombie, and Marilyn Manson. A weekend of hard rock and metal with Gojira, Emperor, Under Oath, Hollywood Undead, and many more. Festival passes are on sale now. See the full lineup at HeavyMontreal.com. Produced by Evenco.
Hi, I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. On this episode, we're going to talk some rock, some metal, and
anything else we feel like.
We're also going to jam some tunes, have a drink, and share some honest opinions. Thanks for listening to the Talking Metal Podcast. Let's get things started.
Hey, folks. I'm so excited. I just found out one of my favorite, Swedish bands, right? Mustache are coming to the States for what appears to be their first North American tour, Canada and the States, rounding out, finishing up the tour in New York after, leading up to the New York show, they're doing like six nights in a row or something. They're really... They're not going to have much rest on this tour. And I'd like to see him at least once. I mean, the closing of the tour would be cool, but I'd love to see him earlier in the tour. So cool. Mustache coming to the States. Here's a little Mustache right now.
A trial by fire. You could say I failed. One look in the mirror, I become.
Right.
world. That song is called Lawbreaker, off the new, brand new Mustache record, Silent Killer. Mustache blows me away. These guys put out so much new music. It's constant. They seem to have a record out every 2 years or so. And, well, let's see, Testosterone was 2015, so it's been a little over 2 years. But sometimes it's like every year, actually. I'm looking back over the catalog. So this has been a long break for them, going from 2015 to 2018. But the new record is out. It's called Silent Killer, and they are coming to America. I cannot wait for what seems to be their first time. I will be there to support Mustache, a great band. If you don't know their catalog, go back and discover it. So much great stuff. We are talking with the listeners today. You know, we used to do a live show, John Astronomy and I, the Talking Metal live show, and it was so good because we could take calls live and actually have a conversation with you guys. I'm not able to really do that anymore right now. I wish we could again. Wish we got to bring Talking Metal back to its greatness. Sometimes I feel like it's not the show it used to be. It's evolved, blah, blah, blah. I've gone through this before. But this is the best I can do for now. It's having you guys leave me voicemail messages. So let's check them out. I have three different callers here who were kind enough to leave me a voicemail. Here we go. Here.
Hey, Mark, it's Andrew Miller from New Brunswick, Canada.
Andrew Miller.
I was just listening to the last episode and the fellas talking about the Vinnie Vincent interview. I guess for me, the one thing that really just struck me the whole time, when you asked him the question about shredding, all I could think was, just answer the fucking question. I never heard somebody dance around and answer so much in my life. Anyway, that was the only comment I had, and if you had a chance, it'd be great to hear Iron Maiden, Murders in the Room work. Anyway, thanks a lot. Talk to you later.
Such a big supporter of the show. Thank you so much for everything you do for me and Talking Metal. And so that Vinnie Vincent interview I did, that was months ago at this point, right? What was that, like April or something? I don't even remember. May? I'm not sure. But it was a long time ago. Probably April. I'm not sure. But look at here we are so many months later. He still hasn't put out any video of him shredding. He can't shred. That I hate to get all negative on him because I know people still love him, but I think he's a little mentally off. I don't think he can play guitar anymore. I think he's going to probably disappear back into obscurity. That's my prediction. And I hope he proves me wrong. Just listen, if he can shred, why wouldn't he just put out a video of him shredding? I still got it. Here's 30 seconds of me ripping on the guitar instead of fumbling around on an acoustic, you know, which is what he did at the Kiss Expo that I was at back in January. Okay, so enough of that. Andrew, you rock. And of course, here's a little Maiden for you right here on Talking Metal.
People coming down the street in the back.
Wow, what a great song. What a great pick. Thank you, Andrew Miller. Maiden, probably my favorite Maiden record, I think, is Killers. And listen, I'm an enormous Bruce Dickinson guy. I love Bruce. But something about that Killers record, I just love. You know, I think it's like Killers, Peace of Mind, Number of the Beast, Power Slave. I love Seventh Son. I mean, yeah, so many great records by that band. One of my all-time favorite bands. And last time I was at the Maiden show, I saw them twice on the last tour when they came through town. I can't wait. It sounds like they're going to come to the States again, hopefully in 2019. But last time I was there, I ran into my good friend Jerry. Jerry from Long Island, who is always a devoted caller here on the caller episodes. So let's get right to it. The one, the only, Jerry from Long Island.
Mark, Jerry from Long Island.
Love you.
Wonder if you could play I Hope You Rot from Parkway Drive. It's crazy heavy. Shows I'll be checking out this summer. I'll be at Brit Floyd August 1st.
Cool.
First at Jones Beach. I'm going to see Priest and Purple.
Nice. I'll be at the PNC
October 12th,
Jersey.
I'm catching Trivium at the Paramount Huntington on the island.
Cool. I'm seeing them next week in Montreal.
I'm going to meet you guys over for a beer or two at the Ghost Show in Brooklyn.
Yeah. Got my ticket.
I'll be traveling all summer to see my baseball team. Stops in Milwaukee, then San Francisco, then St. Louis, and then Atlanta. I can't wait for the Ghost Show. I can't believe it's the last show on a tour, but hopefully it's going to be the best show. Like I said, beers on me. Thanks, boy.
Cool. Here we go. Here's your music, Jerry.
Crooked fate, the darkness flows from hallowed halls to broken homes to prey upon the weakest lamb. They told us turn away as their laughter whipped the halls like cracking bones. Small words and whole gestures, the rats are closing ranks. They paint themselves as angels, oh so run! Deliver us from the blackest of lies. Deliver us, just us for the Lord. Straight up!
Of your Lord that I have seen through the eyes of a child. I hope you run. I hope you rot by Parkway Drive here on Talking Metal.
I want to encourage everyone to give us a call here on the podcast. The number is 973-757-1917. Just go to talkingmetal.com to the show notes. You'll find that listed in every episode. 973-757-1917. Show me your support with a voicemail message. Leave it at that number
Mark,
there.
It's Jerry again.
Another one from Jerry. Hey, Jerry.
Listen to the show with the Perfect Circle guy and that Leo guy called like six times. So
Leo
I guess
Alaska.
I'm going to call six times. I want you to play Godless Utopia from Live Sin. Super heavy-ass track. And play Ghost Face. That track is heavy as shit. Thanks, dude. Up the ghosts.
Yeah, can't wait to see a ghost, Jerry. Let's keep to one tune right now. This is the Live Sin song. A lot of requests for Live Sin lately, and yeah, we should try to interview her. I mean, you guys seem to like her. I know Fitty from Udo's band, UDO, has worked with her in the studio. And yeah, let's check it out right now.
Don't give in to any sin.
Live Sin here on Talking Metal. Thanks, Jerry. And thank you to Leo for sending. You mentioned Leo, Jerry. Man, that dude, he sent me this awesome compilation CD, which I've been listening to in my car. Leo, I can't thank you enough for that. And wow, what a treat. All this great music, man, including Suicidal Tendencies, who I'm about to go see in Montreal at Montreal 77, the festival up there, the Dead Kennedys, Black Flag, Agent Orange, who I really like those Agent Orange songs you put on there. I didn't really know much about Agent Orange, but let's check it out right now. From Leo, sent to me in the mail, here's a little Agent Orange, Bloodstains is the name of this one. Thanks, Leo, for sending this and so many other great tunes down to me with this, like, everything, like, written out on this list of everything that was on the record. Leo, you are the best. And here is a little California hardcore here on Talking Metal, Agent Orange. Agent Orange here on Talking Metal, courtesy of Orange County, California. That song, Bloodstains, actually courtesy of Leo from Alaska, because he sent that to me. Thank you, Leo. Thank you for being such an awesome Talking Metal listener, sending me gifts in the mail. So cool. Love the Trouble CD that you sent down, that long out of print fourth Trouble album. Produced by Rick Rubin. Leo from Alaska sent me a copy of that. And then he also bought a t-shirt. I hope you got your t-shirt, dude. Actually, you did, because you texted me. And cool, man. Leo, great dude. Another great dude who seemed a little jealous that Leo got so much airtime, if you will, podcast time on the last episode was Jerry from Long Island. And he's a... making up for lost time here, leaving a bunch of voicemails for me. Here's Jerry again.
Look, this is Jerry, Long Island.
Jerry.
I'm sure you've seen set list by now, Legacy of the Beast.
Yeah, good, right?
What a set list.
Amazing.
Pretty cool. So go ahead and play Bay Eagle's Dad, because they're finally going to play it. And if they nix that from the set list when they come to the States, I'm not going. So crank that tune up for us. Thanks.
You got it, Jerry. Here we go. Man, that Peace of Mind record, so good, right? One of my, probably my second favorite Maiden record off of Killers, which we heard earlier. And thank you guys for supporting me here with your phone calls. I want more of you guys to call. There's so many of you I know we've never heard from. So why don't you guys also give me a call? I'll give that number out again in just a minute. But first, let's take a call from Mike.
Hey, Mike, it's Mike Powers from Boston, Massachusetts calling.
Hey, Mike.
Long time listener. Great stuff. Keep up the good work. I love the interviews that Emily does, too. Hey, just wanted to ask if you've checked out the new Megadeth remaster, Killing Is My Business and Business Is Good, The Final Kill. If you haven't heard it yet, definitely check it out. It sounds amazing, especially the drums. Remember when this album first came out in 85, hearing it. And I love the album, but the mix was always really weird, and it sounds great. So if you haven't checked it out, and keep on doing what you're doing, brother. Love it.
Cool. Thank you, Mike. No, I have not checked that out. I was a fan of that original release. What was that out on? Like Combat? I remember my friend Terry bought it. We had that before anyone even really knew about Megadeth. You know, we knew that this guy used to be in Metallica. We bought that. I didn't mind some of those old Megadeth mixes. You know, the rawness and sloppiness of it, you know, it was kind of charming and kept it heavy because it was so raw. But I will definitely check out the new version, the new mixes that you are suggesting. I wonder, did he re-record stuff for these? Because I know sometimes he's gone back when he's done these reissues of his albums. He's actually re-recorded parts of it, which seems a little nutty to me. But listen, I'm gonna hit it with open ears, and I do like that record. So thank you for the tip, Mike, and thank you for being a longtime listener. That is so cool. And guys, I'm going to give out the number again. The Facebook stuff, hit me up on Facebook. It's facebook.com/mstriegel. That's M-S-T-R-I-G-L. I will accept your friend request. If all you do is post political hatred all day long, you probably will get blocked. Even if you're a good listener, I'm sorry. I just can't take the, you know, Trump's the greatest, Trump's the worst. I Hillary this, Hillary that. I can't take it. I have strong political opinions, as I'm sure you guys do. Just keep it to yourself. I try not to bring them onto this podcast. We leave all that stuff at the door. And Facebook, to me, is a place I go to talk about music, share pictures of my family, see what you guys are up to. So that's what happens on Facebook. If it's your soundboard for, you know, just being negative and hatred, I gotta unfriend you. So I apologize to a couple people that I unfriended this past week who I believe were talking metal listeners. I'm so sorry. And listen, if Facebook is your thing where you go and you post political shit all day and, That's what you use it for. That's fine. Just don't friend me. I don't want to be your friend. Okay. Not at least not on Facebook, but yeah, that's that. And again, I love getting your voicemails. I wish we got more of them. Please send some more. What's that number again? You'd think I'd have it memorized, which I don't. It's 973-757-1917. Call me today. 973-757-1917. Please buy a t-shirt, guys. You can do that by sending me $20 via PayPal. It's paypal.me/MarkStriegel, MarkStriegel. Or if you want to, if you don't like doing PayPal and you just want to mail me a check, I'll do that too. But I'm not going to give my address out here on the podcast. You'll need to email me at mark@talkingmetal and I'll give you my address. And you can mail me a check for a t-shirt. All sizes available. They're great, high-quality shirts. Was thinking of getting some hoodies made, but they would cost me $35 a piece to get them made. Then to mail them out, that'll be another probably $7, right? So I'd have to charge probably like $50 to just make a little profit on them. So I don't know. I think I'm going to hold off on that. Unless there's, because it's a 15 count minimum for the hoodies. Let me know. Would you want a hoodie? Would you pay? Let's see. I probably could. Would you pay $50 for a hoodie? And if you want one, if I can get 15 of you people out there, and these are high quality Talking Metal hoodies, to say that you want one, I will go ahead and, you know, take some pre-orders and just take your word for it. And then when I get them made, I will then ask you to pay for them. So let me know. If you really want a hoodie, hit me up at mark@talkingmetal.com. Send me an email. Just say, yeah, I'd like a hoodie, and here's my size. And if we can get 15 of you together to say you want a Talking Metal hoodie, very expensive, $50. I'm sorry. I mean, far less than you'd pay for the $70 hoodies they sell at the concerts, right? That's what the bands charge, but still expensive, I know. Let me know. And if we get enough people saying they want hoodies, I will place the order. Follow me on Twitter. It's @TalkingMetal or @Striegel. Follow me on Instagram, and I'll see you at Heavy Montreal. Can't wait for the Heavy Montreal. Rob Zombie, Avenged Sevenfold, Gojira, Hollywood Undead, Marilyn Manson, Emperor, Under Oath, I Prevail, Baroness, Witchcraft, Warbringer, Power Trip. It's going to be just insane. I am on my way up there in exactly 1 week from today. All right. Less by the time I get this thing posted. All right, guys, thank you so much. Thank you so much. You guys are the best. Thanks for listening to Talking Metal.